This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
In my own name, and especially on behalf of Catholics living far from Rome, who were able to participate in these stirring moments for our faith as they were taking place, I thank you for all you have done.
Pope Benedict XVI speaking to reporters at the Vatican today. Benedict thanked the press for their hard work during these past few weeks covering the death of John Paul II and the conclave that elected Pope Benedict. And Pierre Sylvia Pagioli joins us from the Vatican. Sylvia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And how else would you rank the news of what Pope Benedict said?
Well, it was a very brief 15 minutes, but he said that he hopes to continue the good relations with the media fostered by his predecessor, John Paul II, whom he described as a great artisan of the open and sincere dialogue with the media. And he said he wants to pursue this fruitful dialogue. There were perhaps more than 1,000 people, and I have to point out that it wasn't just journalists and photographers in the audience. Everyone could bring a family member, and there were also large groups of students accompanied by nuns chanting Benedetto, Benedetto, which is the Italian for both the name Benedict and for the word blessed.
Tell us a little bit about Pope Benedict's manner, what kind of man he seems to be.
Well, first of all, I could say it was quite a strange and unexpected vision. He swept onto the stage of the large audience hall, you know, which is used for papal general audiences, and he was welcomed to these really loud cheers and applause. He seems to be a man transformed. He was very outgoing with his gestures. He has a big smile. He seems energized by the crowd. It's a far cry from the austere cardinal clad in black who handed down strict documents and rulings against dissident theologians and proclaimed the primacy of Catholicism, saying that other Christian churches are deficient.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have read this week that he's a man of considerable charm in private, and certainly facility in, well, I heard reports of between 7, 8, 9, and 10 languages.
Absolutely. He went smoothly from one to the other today, from Italian to English to French and to his native German. And, you know, Benedict XVI is quickly setting the personal tone of his papacy mm-hmm. in these first few days in his new job. The impression is certainly not one of distance, severity, and coolness that his years as guardian of Catholic Orthodoxy had led some analysts to predict.
He will be inaugurated Sunday, and I hope I'm using the correct term. Tell us about this ritual, what we can expect.
Well, tomorrow will be the official inauguration mass, which is known as the ceremony of investiture. All the details have been approved by the new pope, and in a sign of Benedict's new populist touch, the mass will be outside in the square and not inside St. Peter's Basilica. It will follow a ritual established by the Second Vatican Council, and during the ritual, Benedict will receive his papal fisherman's ring as well as the pallium. It's a long white stole of sheep's wool emblazoned with red silk crosses, and according to what we understand, it's going to be very long. It's almost 3 yards long, which is harking back to the first millennium. It had been shortened in the Middle Ages. Now we're going back to the style of the pallium will be a return to the early centuries of Christianity. The guest list will be huge. The Florida Governor Jeb Bush will be leading the U.S. delegation. German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder will be there. There will be representatives of Orthodox and Anglican churches, but they will not participate in the Mass. We do not yet know the language in which the new pope will deliver his homily.
I've read the chief rabbi of Rome is expected to be a guest.
Oh, absolutely. He was one of the first messages exchanged between the new pope and the chief rabbi, Rabbi Di Segni. The sense is that certainly Benedict gave in his first message on Wednesday, just a few hours after he was elected, he kind of laid down the program of his papacy, and it was all in the name of continuity and openness, and one of his prime concerns is to restore to Christian unity and outreach and dialogue with the other religions, with the other main religions.
Well, Sylvia, you have an exciting, extraordinary 48 hours ahead of you. Thanks for finding the time for us. NPR Sylvia Pagioli at the Vatican.